Masech Davos Parakei Mishnah Tevzayin Ko Ava Sheitzluya B'Davar Batul Davar B'Tela Ava. Any love which is dependent on something specific, if that specific thing in which the love was dependent on becomes annulled and no longer exists, then the Ava, the love itself, will be canceled out. And there are two types of Ava. There is Ava in which you sincerely love the other person because you care about the other person. And there's Ava in which you care about yourself. The real Ava is Ava to Asmo. You love yourself, so therefore the Ava is dependent on what you can get out of this Ava. And you don't love the other person, you love yourself. So therefore, since you're getting something out of it, you have Ava. But when that thing no longer exists, the Ava is gone. Ushain etzluya bedavar. Enav betela la'olam. If the Ava is not dependent on anything, that's true Ava. You love the other person for the other person's sake, not for your own sake. So therefore, that Ava will never be annulled. It will be there forever. Ezehu Ava hatluya bedavar. Do Abbas Amnon betamar. What is an example of an Ava that is dependent on something specific? This is the Ava of Amnon and Tamar. Amnon, the son of David, fell in love with Tamar, his half-sister, and he was ma'anis her. And after he was ma'anis her, the pasuk tells us that he hated her more than he loved her in the first place. And this Ava with Tluya B'davar, which is the physical attraction that he had for Tamar, and after he was ma'anis her and the physical attraction was gone, he no longer loved her. Instead, the opposite was true. He hated her and threw her out of the room. V'she'ena Tluya B'davar. What's an example of Ava, which is not dependent on anything? This is the love that David and Yohanan had for each other. As David said about Yohanan, that the Ava Yohanan had for David was greater than the Ava of an Ish to an Isha. As we can see that Yohanan loved David very much, as his love for David was counterproductive for himself. And his father was a Melech. And he loved David and hoped that David should be the Melech while he himself was in line to succeed his father as a Melech. So therefore, he certainly wasn't getting anything out of loving David. David should have been an enemy of his, as David was destined to take away the Melucha from Shaul and his children. Even so, Yohanan loved David anyway, as he saw the great qualities of David HaMelech, and he loved David for David's sake, not for his own sake. That's Abba She'ena Tluya B'Davar, and therefore that Abba is not batal la'olam. Masechet Avos Parak Hey Mishnah Yizayin. Kol machlokes shehi l'shem shamayim sofa l'shkayim. Anytime there is a dispute, that both sides of the dispute, their kavanah, their intention is l'shem shamayim. They want to be marbet kavod shamayim. They're not interested in their own kavod. The reason they're having a dispute is because they are interested in kavod shamayim. In such a case, sofa l'shkayim, both sides will have a kiyum and will last. And since their kavanah is l'shem shamayim, then there is no ether in having a machlokas. V'she'ena l'shem shamayim, ein sofa l'hizkayim. But if one of the sides of the dispute is not interested in kavod shamayim, is interested in his own kavod, and that is why he's making a dispute, is because he wants to be marbe his kavod, in such a case, that side will not have a kiyum, since you're not allowed to have a machlokas, and he is making a machlokas just to be marbe his own kavod, even if it seems that the reason why he's making a machlokas is l'shem shamayim, since his kavana is not l'shem shamayim, it's for his own kavod, he will not have a kiyum. Ezehi machlokes shehi l'shem shamayim, zu machlokes hilo b'shamayim. What can be an example of a dispute l'shem shamayim? This is the machlokes of hilo and shamayim. As in the times of hilo and shamayim, that's when there started to be machloksim between the chachmei haTorah. And the reason why they argued wasn't for their own kavod, but simply they wanted to be mavar and to clarify the correct halacha. So therefore, their machlokas is l'shem shamayim. So both sides had a kiyum. Both Hillel and Shammai had many, many talmidim, and their words were brought down in the Mishnah, and Chazal tell us that a bas kol went out from Shamayim and said, Elu be'elu dibrei Elokim chayim. Both the words of Hillel and Shammai are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'she'ena l'shem shamayim. What's an example of a machloket which is not l'shem shamayim? Zu machloket korach b'cho adoso. The machloket that Korach and his aid they had against Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it might have appeared to the outside observer that the machloket was l'shem shamayim, He simply wanted the best for Klai Yisrael. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, I call him, I do it, it's not so I call Hashem. He wasn't interested in his own kavod. But the truth is that the whole reason for the machlokes was for his own kavod, not l'shem shamayim. And he had a machlokes with Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. He was kofer and Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. And the whole existence of the world depends on the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kabbalah HaTorah. And since he was kofer in that, he was kofer, therefore, in the existence of the world, as the whole existence of the world is from the Kabbalah HaTorah Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, he himself had no existence, and he was swallowed up into the earth, never to be seen again.